Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics, in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to season 148, episode 5 of The Daily Zeitgeist, a production of iHeartRadio. This is a podcast where we take a deep dive into America's shared consciousness and say officially off the top, fuck the Koch brothers, fuck Fox News, that. Fuck Rush fuck Limbaugh, that. Fuck Buck Sexton, fuck Ben Shapiro, fuck Tucker Carlson. Especially fuck Tucker Carlson.
I mean, Fox News, they gotta, they like shut the shit down now. Shut the fucking thing down. Like, you know, we let them scream for fucking white supremacist violence from the treetops for long enough.
It's Friday, August 28th, 2020. My name is Jack O'Brien, a.k.a. Well, you can tell by the way I do my walk. My thighs are thin and white as chalk. Nipples high up on my chest. And when I smoke weed, I get all stressed. But it's all right. It's okay. You can tune in every day. Wow, I started too high on that, man.
Yes.
I can't keep it going. It was a good one, but Podge, I fucked it up, I apologize. It was good effort,
my
though.
My band teacher say wrong and strong. You know what I mean? don't back off of it. Come in high.
And I'm thrilled to be joined, as always, by my co-host, Mr. Miles Gray.
Oh, yes, it's Miles Gray, a.k.a. the experimental Blasian artist, your boy, Kusama. Thank you so much for coming through today. We're right back where we started. It feels like every damn time.
We're thrilled to be joined in our third seat by the very funny comedian, Chinadu Unaka.
Yo, what's up, guys?
What's happening, man?
How you doing, my man, Jack?
How are you?
Appreciate you guys bringing me on.
Always a pleasure. Yeah. Always a pleasure.
Just dealing with it like everybody else.
Yeah, dealing with, many, every day we add a little bit more to the fucking stew.
Just a little sprinkle, you know?
I can't believe.
It's a little more seasoned.
I watched the fucking video rendering of the unsurvivable storm surge. You know how the Weather Channel does like the video, like this is what, you know, a 3 feet storm surge looks like in 6. That was so just freaky to me. And I'm like, just adding to the visual palette of this year. It's really something else. Really, really something.
Wow, I didn't see it. What is it?
You know how
it's
like, just like the Weather Channel does like those wild ass computer renderings of like, this is what an F3 tornado looks like. And a guy will be like on a green screen and like a digital house will just like be shredded. And they're like, that's why you got to get the fuck out. So with this one, they're talking about the storm surge from the hurricane. And they're saying it's unsurvivable, which is something you don't say often. And this is why at 3 feet, this is what the, and like, you know, if the guy's like superimposed on the street, up there, he's like, this is what it is, 6 feet. He's like, at 3 feet, cars are moving around and they're lifted.
Right.
At 6 feet, they're flying around. You know what I mean? And then at 9 feet, you cannot.
The whole city's underwater.
Like, I mean, unless you were like in a 5-story building and you can retreat to a higher floor, but it's. Yeah, like that was, and then so after at the end of that clip, the guy's sort of like, and that is why you must escape immediately and you must evacuate. And, you know, my thoughts are with all those people. I'm fucking everybody on earth right now, literally. So who isn't my heart going out to except for the Republicans?
It's always that one guy, though, thinks he could survive the hurricane no matter what. And he's usually right, too.
Yeah.
Somehow he just doesn't.
It's like that friend who, like, never got caught drunk driving in college. And you're like, I'm telling you, man, it's going to end. Like, don't do this shit. And they're like, he left.
Don't do it,
he took his keys. And, like, I don't know. He fucking stole them and somehow never. Yeah.
Dies at age 90.
Right, exactly. Right. And you're like, how you do it? How'd you do it? You were actively trying to, like, cut this thing short. But, okay.
Facts. He's like, I got really good at it. A lot of practice.
I had a friend, no joke, who had that sort of like terrible confidence about like driving buzzed and shit, and we would never drive with him. But one time we knew he was going towards an intersection that had a checkpoint, and we're like, oh, he's done.
Yeah.
They're like, here it comes. Karma, baby. Like, he got waved through the checkpoint. And that's when we were like, oh, he made some kind of deal with some higher power that we don't know about yet.
Power. Facts, all facts.
White guy?
Of course.
Yeah.
Low-key, he used to tell people he was Sean White and try and get like free drinks at bars and shit.
Yeah. The redheads are, not threatening looking. The cops are like, yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's fine. Sean
White. That was something that I always thought I was lucky that I didn't get pulled over drunk driving, but that's...
Yeah, now you're like,
come to find out, that was some white privilege.
Putting everybody at fucking risk.
Yeah.
Does Trump count as a redhead? Is he considered a redhead?
I guess he is.
What is that?
Because right before that, I was thinking, yo, redheads, you never hear problems from them. Then I was thinking, oh, shit, is Trump a redhead?
Yeah, I think he is.
Yeah, like, what's that CMYK process number, like, color for there? Like, what's the Pantone code for his hair? I'm curious what color that actually is.
Pantone code for his skin. I guess would be similar.
Whatever.
The closest.
His hair is skin.
Yeah. Dangerous game to play.
All right, Chinadu, we're going to get to know you a little bit better in a moment. First, we're going to tell our listeners a few of the things we're talking about. We're not really going to talk about the RNC. Fuck them at this point. We are going to talk about the bullshit media coverage of the terrorist in Wisconsin, who went around shooting people with a long rifle and just walked through the police like he was a
17-year-old white kid. I mean, what country are we in?
We'll look at how the media has responded to that. We'll hear from the chief of police in Kenosha. We'll talk about the NBA strike. We'll talk about the CDC. We'll figure out what our Netflix top 10 is, what we're going to rewatch over the weekend. All of that. Plenty more, but first, Chinadu, we like to ask our guests, what is something from your search history that is revealing about who you are?
I was trying to buy a weight bench. Spent a couple of weeks looking at different weight bench. You know, the gym's been closed, and I'm trying to avoid getting too chunky.
Yeah, I say you look less swole than normal. I feel like when I first met you in person, I'm like, oh, this dude works out.
Yeah, usually my titty is popping through my shirt, you know. Yeah, so I just bought a weight bench and just got here. So now I got to buy dumbbells, though. But dumbbells are super expensive right
now. And aren't they, like on back order? Like, every motherfucker in the country is buying dumbbells?
Yeah, it's insane, bro. Like, you can't... They're not going to get here until December, like, all the ones I found. And on top of that, they're, like, 170 pounds. It's supposed to be, I think, $1 per pound. But now it's, like, 170 for, like, some 60-pound dumbbells per dumbbell.
Shit. 60?
So, I don't know. It might just be...
It's I'm insane. Over here.
Yeah, I got some 40s, but there's kind of light. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Light to you. To me, I'm fucking breaking my arms trying to lift that shit.
Well, there was a time I was trying to make the NBA a long time ago.
Oh, yeah, right.
You know the economy's fucked up when we have, like, wizardry of, like smartphones and those cost nothing, and then dumbbells, like the thing that
they're called
you could come from the 1800s and be like, yeah, okay, that's what we had back then.
Right.
But yeah, shit that would have seemed like, you know,
I guess what's magic. Alternative, like you tie up a bunch of resistance bands together to try and get like that same thing, but it just doesn't hit the same, huh?
Just hella push-ups. Yeah, right. You know?
Yeah.
But that's annoying because my wrist is like kind of swollen a little bit because I do so many. So I don't know. Yeah.
Damn.
But the weight bench is good because I was using like this table in my living room, but now I was kind of like fucking up the table after some amount of time.
That's a weight bench.
So, I'm going to go ahead and buy a weight bench, bro. And it took forever to get here because of USPS drama. Right. And so I had to go pick it up. Yeah. They're supposed to bring it to me. They pretend like they did, but I never left home that day. They just left a sign that said, hey, we couldn't, you weren't here. No one knocked it up. Yeah.
They do that. Yeah.
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 Who can blame them right now? Their whole fucking I don't want to fucking see anyone.
Yeah.
Facts. Yeah. They're overworked. You know, the staff is being cut.
People should just be like, you know what? Like, we're cool on that stuff for a little bit. Like, you know, work on the postal service. I mean, after seeing that, fucking incision, like the surgical dismantling by Ayanna Pressley and a bunch of other people on Capitol Hill of the Postmaster General, like you really got to see firsthand. I mean, we played one clip a couple days ago about how he didn't know how most of the postage worked, and then when he was like asked about specific questions about how COVID was impacting like the postal service, he was just wholly unprepared, and it just you could really paint a picture that they just found some goon to go in there and completely fuck it up. It has no idea.
Yeah, just random guy.
Really?
Facts. It was just like, it's more about not who's capable of the job, but who will do it.
Who's got the lack of soul to get the job done?
Who can I buy? That's all it is. Who can I buy?
Yep.
That's it.
What is something you think is overrated?
Something I think is overrated, probably a lot of things, but recently I got a lot of flack for saying baked beans was better than mac and cheese. And I still stand at that, man. I'm not budging. I never got that much hate in my DMs before. But I think mac cheese is super overrated. I'm never upset if there's no mac cheese at like a Thanksgiving event or like a barbecue. It's just, I'm lactose intolerant, mind you. But I've had mac and cheese. I enjoy mac and cheese. Usually cheese doesn't bother me, so I can have it. But I don't understand. The
obsession.
I don't understand the obsession, man. You know?
You know what's really good? Grilled chicken with some baked beans. Like, that combination is so fucking good.
Jack. Also, when you have, the thing with mac and cheese, and look, maybe I'll join you, Chinadu, in the fires of reply guy hell on Twitter. But,
what
I mean?
Coming,
like, I get it. You know, it's noodles and cheese, and I love Kraft Mac. I love that shit too. But it's never like a thing where I've had all kinds of mac and cheese in my life, but I tend to get more surprised when I have a really good batch of beans that someone has made. Like, I'm like, what the fuck? Is this from a camp? And I'm like, you made this? Or like, you go to a barbecue restaurant and their beans, like they're cooking it with like their pork and shit like that, and you're like, oh my god,
savory. All the, you know, you get surprised by some spices.
You're like, this little meat here?
It could be, you know. Yeah. You know.
Mac and cheese.
Like, do you guys like cheese pizza? I hate cheese pizza. So I think the same people that like mac and cheese are like cheese pizza people. It just feels like it's undone. Like,
you can expand
more.
That's why I think, like, look, don't get me wrong. Like, I had a fancy like mac and cheese that had smoked brisket in it. That was delicious. But then now we're going to somewhere different.
Yeah, it's lasagna now. Don't you lasagna. It's a whole other thing,
But yeah, I feel like the mac and cheese is one of those dishes, kind of like ketchup, when the more skill and effort and like money is put into like trying to fancy it up, the worse it is. Mm. Whereas like Kraft mac and cheese is pretty fucking good.
Love spirals, like, you know.
Woo! And if you give me your like bespoke ketchup, I'm not interested. Give me Heinz 100% of the time.
When people come through with like fucking that super fancy shit, I'm like, no, like it has to be genetically modified for me to eat it. I'm sorry. That's just those are the rules. And I feel like if I put mac and cheese and beans like in my buffet bracket or something, I'm not gonna say one advances over the other, but I will say this. I have a greater experience being like having a good bean baked bean like at the table than there not being mac and cheese.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't feel that pain as hard. But like when there's good beans, I'm like, sometimes they'll be like, you're just eating the beans. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know. I'm a bean guy.
Beans is fire.
Beans are kind of unfuckable. I haven't had too many bad baked beans in my life.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I would imagine you can. Yeah, you could probably mess up. Yeah. I mean, I had a good success rate too. Yeah. I haven't ran into a bad batch.
Luckily,
of beans
when they come from a can, they're very consistent.
Yeah, I like.
Not a fan of refried beans. Yeah.
You're not a fan of refried beans? Oh my!
I prefer black
in all their forms.
I love black beans over refried beans. Uh-huh. I like black beans better.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, sure. But love me some baked beans.
I like eating some baked beans in their natural environment over a trash campfire down by the railroad.
Yeah, yes.
With your fingerless gloves on.
Yeah, exactly. So maybe what's they call it? Frostbite?
Nipping at your nose. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I love how much energy we're putting into this to not be reminded how fucked the country is right now.
I know.
I'm almost like, love these beans. Let me tell you about a good beans.
It's whatever you got to do.
I know. I'm like realizing, I'm really hyped up. And I'm also like, this is helping me forget all this other shit right now.
You got to step away so you can come absolutely. Back more energized, you know? Yeah.
What's something you think is underrated?
Something is underrated. Walking is underrated. I didn't realize I wasn't a walker till the pandemic because I got flat feet, so I don't like running outside. But I needed some kind of cardio, bro. So I just been walking in the neighborhood. Usually when I used to see like old people walking, I'm like, man, being old. My mom and dad used to walk back in the day a lot, all the time. Like I never joined them, but now like walking is just very. It's a bit of a workout, and you know I get a lot of stuff done. I love making phone calls to friends while I walk. You know I like grabbing a little Jamba juice.
Oh, what flavor?
You know I be saying
it's actually called Jamba now, isn't it? Just Jamba.
Is this Jamba?
Covering that because they didn't want to pigeonhole themselves. They didn't want to corner themselves, and they didn't want you to think that it's just Jamba juice there. Even though I couldn't tell you, I mean I remember I used to work by a Jamba juice, and I would go there on my lunch break, and the pretzels were trash, so I just kept it to the fucking. Juices.
Yeah, the pretzel is way too rough. The oatmeal is not bad. But no disrespect to Jamba juice. I didn't realize.
My cousin told me they can't call it Jamba juice because there's no actual juice in it. It's like KFC, that urban legend from.
They got hella
school.
Fruits. Nah, their fruits are just a display.
That's like that urban legend where it was like they have to call it KFC because it's not really chicken. It's like.
It's grown in a lab, they don't have heads. I'm like, all right, bro. That's like what your health store mother told you in the early 90s and shit.
Right.
Yeah, I'm more of like an acai bowl guy. Mm. Yeah, I used to be a mango go-go. Go-go was my jam.
I'm a Caribbean passion kind of guy.
Caribbean passion is nice, you know. That's like for special days. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
Mango go-go is consistent. You feel me? That's a normal Tuesday right there. But like Caribbean Passion, that's a Saturday. That's a weekend spot. Have some vodka in your pocket.
Oh,
you
know, spice it up. I like that. There you go. That's like Jamba daiquiris. Woo! Wow, now, that would be something. I would, you know, if like when Vegas, Vegas is open already because they don't give a fuck. But when it goes back to full steam. You know how like there's always like those daiquiri bars in like littered all over Vegas. Like if Jamba just had one that they're like, these will get you fucking tipped. They would probably have like the biggest line out the back. I think. Yeah.
100%. You know, it's funny. I promise you somebody at Jamba Corporate pitched it and it was shut down. And like, he was so hyped about it too. He got his rest that night. Woke up.
Yeah. He's like, he had a presentation.
I call it Jamba after dark. And they're like, for the last time, we're not selling out.
Right. All right, what about a Jackery? It's like, no.
Right.
Jamboree? Jamboree.
Walking is... I think people are starting to appreciate walking again. Yeah. I mean, it was a big thing, I think... throughout history. Like I know Ben Franklin was like loved to talk about walking and like how like that was a big revelation in his autobiography. It was like, and people don't understand, but walking is really good for you. Most people try to avoid it, but then like the jogging craze came around. But now I think something about just getting the fuck out of your house, and also the fact that Paul Rudd said that the way he got into shape for Ant-Man was walking.
No, he didn't.
Walking. That's what he said.
He said walking was his secret. Probably,
yeah.
It was. I thought it was CGI.
Wait, was he like super cut up in that movie?
Just like compared to where he was before, I guess.
Before. Yeah.
I always just see him as just relatively Paul Ruddish. So, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know he had that walker bod.
Walker bod. Well, it's because like walking, like it doesn't really count. In your head doesn't count as
right,
working.
Right.
So you're working out again that day without even realizing it, you know? So I was just missing out. We don't realize like how many steps we're missing during the quarantine.
Yeah.
Then, you know, I started putting on some weight. I was like, okay, I got to figure out what's going on. And I realized I just hadn't been walking that much like I usually would, just doing errands and shit.
Yep.
And so, I would just like kind of walk around the neighborhood and like I'll find some things I can do while I walk.
Yeah.
To kind of, you know, be productive at the same time.
Yeah. So, yeah, podcasts, yeah, reading books. Out. You can do a bunch of stuff. Call people Thanks. If you are an extrovert, but
I don't know. In Jack's case, you dial the number and you're about to hit send and you're like, ah, fuck it. I don't know what I'm going
to
say.
And that's to my mom.
I don't know what I'll say to her. I don't know.
She'll think I'm an idiot. Finally, what is a myth? What's something people think is true you know to be false?
Let me see. A myth, I would say that I heard... Is that true about the penny, dropping a penny from the Empire State Building? Will it kill you if it lands on your head?
Oh, right. The thing was, like, if you dropped a penny, it could go from the top of your skull, like, to, like, out your butthole or something, right? Like, straight through.
Yeah, just, like, something, some real brain damage. I don't think that's true. And I don't know the science behind it. Maybe it is true.
There was actually a whole Mythbusters episode, apparently. Yeah. Really? Could it actually kill you? I guess, what would it, 50 miles per hour it could reach?
It seems like the drag would slow it down too much. And it also seems like we would constantly be getting killed by stuff falling into the... falling from the sky. Just all the satellites.
Like bird poop.
Bird
you know?
Shit. I've
been shit on by the bird way higher up. I would imagine.
Right.
And I got concussed.
Yeah.
Bird shit on me in Venice Beach.
I
couldn't see straight.
I can't add no more, but I didn't die.
There's been cases of like it raining fish, raining frogs and stuff from like, you know, a wet weather pattern that like picked up a bunch of animals like in a lake somewhere and just dropped them like miles and miles away. And like you don't hear about that like killing people.
Yeah.
So
no, they say just because it's also flat, there's just so much air resistance. So even by the time it hits you, you're just like, what the fuck? Someone throw a penny at me.
Right. The thing you don't want to get hit by is like a pole or something like that. I remember that was like one of the weapons that the Nazis, I think, were looking into during World War II.
Throwing poles out the plane?
Dropping poles from space onto people.
Dropping poles from space?
Yeah.
Like just to go that high and then be like, all right, fuck it, dump these poles out and like, let's just see what happens.
Yes.
No, but I think it was supposed to be targeted. And the Nazis had some big ideas.
Yeah, I remember. There's like a gun the size of a fucking mountain that like meth, not like meth Hitler thought up on one of his benders.
They were all on meth the whole time. Yeah. So.
Oh, for sure. That would freak me out. Poles from the sky.
Did you ever take like, I remember I went on a like eighth grade trip to the Empire State Building and I that shit was ringing through my head at the time. I was like, I could kill someone up here.
Yeah.
But then you realize, but then it's all caged up, you know, and like they have like those nets. So even if you tried to throw some shit, it probably wouldn't get through. Mm-hmm. And that only furthered. Yeah. I'm like, oh shit, you could really fucking kill somebody. That's why. Why would they do all that shit? So I never questioned it after that.
They put the nets up for kids. Just
right,
like
exactly.
You.
And then you respect the heights because then you wouldn't like, because then you have to take that moment where you're like, am I a cold-blooded penny killer? And you're like, no, I'm not. I love my mother.
Right. You throw like a handful of coins off the top and you just, in the back of your head, like, you just keep checking the newspaper. You're like, it has to be there somewhere. Right.
Like it's like old man finds rare coin and on like sidewalk in front of Empire State Building worth $50,000. I'm like, what the fuck?
You're calling like hospitals nearby. Like, hey, was there any reports
like a penny
of like
going through somebody?
A guy coming
fully
in.
Fully splashed? Yeah. No.
Like a pocket of change like, just embedded in his skull.
Right. Like, who is this?
There was another thing where like a physicist was saying, like, even if there was no air drag, like it could probably fuck your skull up, but not to the point it's gonna drill through your body. So
Okay.
Just to give, just so we can set the record straight, you know.
You're safe.
All right.
I haven't seen him panty in a very long time, so we should be.
I know, the coin shortage, seriously. It's like the new fucking, new $100 bill.
The new dumbbells. all right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. Now, this is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. If you ever felt like you were always too much this while also never being enough that, this is the podcast for you. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more via my own personal stories, along with interviews with inspiring thought leaders from our community. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community that you need to know. So much of what makes our community so beautiful is our diversity, yet too often, those of us who don't fit into this dumb, stereotypical box of whatever it means to be Latino are left without a voice or just forgotten about. On this show, I celebrate the uniqueness of our culture and invite you to walk in your authenticity. Listen to Life as a Gringo as a part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. And yeah, the RNC keeps happening. It was particularly ill-timed, ill just conceived.
But, you know, perfect, right? Because it completely sums up what the mentality is of conservative white America, which is we can retreat into our whiteness and ignore a lot of these things and not mention a word about COVID, unemployment, people struggling, fucking repeated killings and shootings of unarmed black and brown people in this country. They're just like, let's just circle jerk to fucking Donald Trump and do that whole thing. Mike Pence out here just lying. He's saying like an officer was killed during the Oakland riots by a far right boogaloo boy. But you left that part out because you need to keep this narrative going that people's like quest for equality is somehow violence. But the only thing it's violence toward is the existing structure of white supremacy. So that says a lot. You know, that's you're afraid of the structure coming down. But it's shit. This is like the fucking epic battle of our times that we're witnessing is trying to have a real reckoning with this shit. And the media just fucking continues to do their thing to send people in every which direction.
Always direction. Yeah, bro. It's hard to keep track of, like, I would imagine for people, you know, who just are not that smart, it's hard for them to keep track of the truth, you know, because now, like, misinformation is rapid, you know, it's just everywhere. And it's hard to find out for those who just don't know, who struggle with that, you know, just in school in general, like what's real and what's not. You have like networks like Fox News, and they just spew lies because it's inflammatory, and it builds up the ratings. That's all it's about. It's just entertainment, and they'll put like 1 hour of truth in there so they can still be legitimized,
And then go to the
and the rest 23 hours
white power
bullshit.
Hour.
It's just bullshit,
or white power 5 hours, whatever. When the opinion team kicks off,
it's sales, man.
And again, every fucking time, right? A white person kills a black person, whatever. It's the same fucking playbook every damn time. Just this 17-year-old little boy who pulled up with illegal firearms that he shouldn't have been in possession of or even crossed state lines with, he was cleaning up graffiti just before he started murdering people. Like, that was like the New York, like a lot of people were showing in the New York Post the juxtaposition of their sort of coverage. This young man, he's out here cleaning graffiti. And then Jacob Blake, he's like, you know, he's got his hat on. There's like he's at a head shop or something. Like, Jacob Blake had a knife in his car. That's why he deserves seven back shots in front of his kids who are so traumatized by that entire ordeal at such a young age. Yeah, like it's, man.
That graffiti thing, like, kind of underlines this thing that I keep coming across. Some right-wing dude got my mentions and was like showing me video of like a building burning and being like, how could you like say that they're peaceful protesters, and like meanwhile that kid who you are complaining about is under arrest, like acting like these are two equal sides of the same coin, that like destroying property and murder, taking someone's life, are the same side.
The only way you get to that logic is if you completely remove the dimension of white supremacy and racist oppression in this country. If that doesn't exist, then your mind goes like, well, it's a level playing field, and that's what they choose to do, and that's what they choose to do. You know, like, it can't. Right. People like that do not have the capacity to sort of really understand or see the nuance. Not even nuance. This shit is out in the street. People are getting clapped in, like, on camera, and it's still like, well, I don't know. I mean, he had a knife somewhere in the car. That's not what is, like, again, we're also failing to see that a lot of these cops go out there with this very biased idea or perception of black men and women too, that, oh, this is predatory. Black bodies are predatory, and black bodies are disposable. Therefore, fuck it. This guy's going to his car. I'll just point blank just shoot them.
And like, when I saw the video, it just seemed like the dude was, the cop wanted him to go to his car. He had plenty of time to stop him if he really wanted to. He wanted a reason to shoot him. And I know those cops don't even have body cams yet. And so I'm pretty sure he probably checked his surroundings and didn't even think he was being recorded. That's the only reason he had the confidence to shoot him so many times in the back. You know, and the reason they shoot you so many times because they don't want you to be alive to be a witness to your own murder. And so it's a lot. And I think there's too much pressure on those who aren't professionals to act accordingly. I'm not a police officer. The police officer's job is to be able to maintain composure and de-escalate a situation. Why are you putting that all that onus on a victim, you know, or even a criminal, right? Even if you're guilty, that don't necessarily mean you should be murdered in the streets. You feel me? Yeah, because the punishment doesn't fit the crime. And so,
because like the very disingenuous track is sort of being like, well, then they shouldn't have been doing this. And it's like, well, hold on. Are you saying that to be paralyzed from gunfire is a fitting outcome?
With instance, intent to kill, right. You shoot someone seven times. Like your intent is not to hurt them or paralyze them. You are trying to kill them in front of their children.
Along with that, you know, Tucker Carlson got on his shit and was, you know, had this whole opening monologue trying to make deify this young man. And he said, how shocked are we? This is a quote. How shocked are we that 17-year-olds with rifles decided they had to maintain order when no one else would? And basically goes on to say, well, this is what happens. It gets so lawless and you get kids out there, then they have guns. It's the environment that's so bad. And then it's not this kid. But this idea of like maintaining order, how shocked are we? The real statement should be, are we shocked that after the nonstop, uninterrupted mass murder of black and brown people with no end in sight, that people would take to the streets in solidarity to push back against the systemic racism in this country? That's where there shouldn't be surprise. Not about, look what happens. No. Everybody wants to miss the point. Why people are in the street, why people are angry, and just treat this as like, you know, the Democratic City's running wild and like these young kids got to now be the new police. What the fuck are y'all talking about?
Yeah. And it should also be like Tucker should be speaking to himself, you know, about himself. Like, how shocked are we that a 17-year-old white kid picks up, you know, AK-47 when me, myself, Tucker Carlson, is constantly painting, misrepresenting these protesters as violent, as looters, as people who are here to take over a country and just cause complete anarchy? Or how shocked are we completely misrepresent the Black Lives Matter movement? That's really what it's about. Like, you caused that young boy to grab a gun and go you go out there and think he was some kind of renegade. Like, you were part of this. You have blood in your hands. Him, Donald Trump, that whole
Ann Coulter
crew, you know?
She was so. Someone tweeted, I wish that was my bodyguard. She's like, I wish he was my president. And this is what we're saying. Yeah. They are calling for open violence against us in our pursuit of equality. Just straight up.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
Yeah.
And the FBI, they've been being like, hey man, white supremacist extremism, we're putting that shit on the same level as ISIS.
I want to see you do that then.
Yeah. I think Christopher Wray was saying like a lot of their domestic terrorism cases have mostly been involving white supremacists. Like, he testified to that point. And
of course,
all of these people who have been committing mass shootings and shit too are all of the same mindset. And this is the fucking road we're going down. And that's why I'm like, I can't believe Fox, you know, I at this point, Tucker Carlson is barely like he made the most money thing in 2017. Between 2018 and 2019 combined, he didn't even make what he made in 2017 because he lost so much ad revenue. But the problem is Fox News, they negotiate their rates with cable providers so hard that even if they had nearly zero ad revenue, they could still make money as a network. That's why they're able to do this. And there was an interesting thread I was reading on Twitter that a lot of these cable providers actually need to begin renegotiating their rates with Fox News, because that's the only way they can begin to actually eat into the business model where they'll lack, you know, the exodus of ad revenue will affect their programming. Because now they're just sort of like, what they do is they get their viewers all like gassed up and saying like, oh, you know, your cable provider is trying to censor Fox News. Really, when they're just trying to negotiate with them, be like, dude, you can't charge us this much per subscribe. No, like, we're not doing this. But ultimately, if you have cable, that cost is passed on to you too. So in a way, like, people who actually subscribe to cable, even if you fuck with Fox News or not, you actually help subsidize their profits even by having a cable plan. So there are other ways to really look at this, because, I mean, yeah, the divesting from Fox movement, I hope, continues to grow, because, yeah, this is just, it just gets more aggressive until, you know, Tucker Carlson is going to say, white people, it's time, get your guns and just shoot anybody who doesn't agree with you, because that's the only way we're going to save this country. Like, that's you know.
That's straight up. Like, I mean, yeah, the white supremacy is getting more and more open and violent and open about the violence. And I don't know where, like, we have no brakes in place to stop it at this point. Like, they're cheering on the open hunting and murder of people demonstrating for racial justice. This kid was front and center at a Trump rally recently. He's a staunch Blue Lives Matter advocate. There was a very successful GoFundMe launched for him until GoFundMe took it down. Like, it's open. Like, it's happening right now. And I don't...
I mean, it just looks different, right? Because I think we're thinking like, oh, you know, people are going to pull up in a field and, you know, like do it old school. But it's the police and police sympathizers just doing whatever the fuck they want to and can walk off into the night getting a high five.
They've been fantasizing about it for decades in their gun ads and on Fox News and, you know, televising, talking about how there were intruders coming into somebody's house and then they took care of it themselves. Those stories are overrepresented drastically on Fox News because they want people to believe in this. They want people... They know people want to. It's cynical. They know people want to believe in that.
Well, there's also this thing where, like, Americans and America in general just has a fear of itself that most people cannot admit exists, right? There's, like, a level of self-awareness that comes along with seeing how your country treats its own people and its quote-unquote enemies abroad. So, and I was just, you know, going through, like, Reddit, the NBA subreddit was been trashed the last couple of days, going on Twitter, just kind of seeing like what the line of attack has been with a lot of conservatives. And it's all the same thing. And it's all sort of built around this idea that they understand how inhumane this country is, because it'll say, these are like just straight up replies I've seen to people with political takes on Twitter. They say, well, if we defund the military, some country will invade us and completely destroy us. Oh, like we do? Because I know you see how the United States Army and military does shit abroad. So you, in some way, there's a level of awareness. Or you say, if the police are abolished, it will be chaos and people won't be defending us from thugs. Oh, in the way that marginalized communities are not defended from the police thugs? Or if black people get more power, they might do to us what we've been doing to them for hundreds of years. There's this deep down knowledge that they know how fucked up it is. That's why there's even the imagination to envision these scenarios in which the guardrails that maintain oppressive racism, like if those are lifted, what could happen? And the racial power structure is inverted or even rebalanced. And that's what's like really fascinating to me on some level, because they know what the ugliness of this country is, but they just don't want to engage with that part to make it better. It's just like, ooh, I'm going to just use that to freak the fuck out of myself.
Yeah. And they can't, because it will make them, you know, hypocrites. And so, yeah, I don't even really realize, like, I don't even know if like Fox News truly believe in the shit that they say. I just think it's really about when they check their numbers, Tucker Carlson's show does the most. And so others try to imitate it. You know what I'm saying? Because they just, it's really just about following the money.
Yeah.
I think they think they're pulling their punches. The stuff that they really believe they can't actually say on air. But we saw Tucker Carlson's head writer for the past, you know, I think it was like a decade, got caught posting like misogynistic and racist shit online. Like they feel like, well, we just can't say the truth, but the truth is, you know,
they're like, damn, just go on my Patreon and you could really hear my takes. You know what I mean?
But I mean, living this lie of white supremacy is part of every white American soul as it is. And they can't fully acknowledge the injustice of it without, you know, cracking open. They want to do everything they can to avoid that, and they work so hard to avoid acknowledging that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think there's two issues, right? There's one where you have like white folks who believe that they're truly superior to others, and then the other issue is that of those that believe that everything somebody supposed to believe that everything's already on an even playing field, that there was no, you know, it's this issue of systemic oppression, past or present or future. And so I think it's two crowds, right? There's one who believe like, no, man, none of that shit exists. All that stuff is over with. There's other people who truly believe in like, yes, we are superior. Let's go overtake. Let's go do that. Let's go do that. So we deserve these things, you know? And so it's two issues that's coexisting.
Yeah, but they're weighing down the same side. You know what I mean? It's just like that. Oh, for sure. It's like, is there a way to get, bro, you know, people who straight up believe in their heart, like, you know, evil racist motherfuckers, like, yeah, there's really not much hope for anything like that. But I don't know if there is also one for very uncomfortable white people who don't want to, you know, have a reckoning with this country's history and actually understand, like, that's, you know, you weren't alive then. You know what I mean? You weren't working for Andrew Jackson. Don't worry. But at the same time, like, think about where you're living now, and that just in general, like, we have a duty to each other to just make sure that we live in a good place for everybody. But unfortunately, I think because the country doesn't give a fuck about most people, like, that creates an attitude of not giving a fuck about other people too. Cause that's the signal we get from the government. It's like, well, you're poor, I don't give a fuck. And even if you're white, you might be like, oh, you're being oppressed, I don't give a fuck. The government didn't give a fuck about me, so why do I give a fuck about anybody else?
Yeah, it's that individualism. But, you know, generally we have a responsibility to those in our past and those for the kids in our future to make sure we leave this country a better place. Now, I tell people all the time, yes, it's uncomfortable. Yes, it's tough. But, I mean, our responsibilities and our consequences is a lot less than those who came before us. So, yeah, man, there's people that literally die for this. And there's people that are still dying for this.
And will die in the future.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, but, you know, but we're not asking you to go out there and, you know, put your forehead on the police's gun in a protest. We're just asking you to, like, take care of your circle. If you have friends and family members who are, you know, on the wrong side of history or have, you know, wrong beliefs, talk to them, have those uncomfortable conversations. If everybody take care of their circle, then eventually and surely things get a lot better, you know?
So, really quickly, we want to talk about the NBA strike. Miles, as you pointed out, it's kind of a wildcat strike because the players union hadn't, like, really been consulted. It seemed like it was more of a movement among the players that was happening in real time. Mm-hmm. But the latest reporting out of the bubble is that they are going to go back, but there's also, I think there was an ultimatum placed on the owners to come to them with a plan to actually affect some change,
right?
Which is very smart because, you know, the billionaires are the ones in this country who actually get shit done. So make them do something.
Especially when top earners are like, figure it out, because we can fuck your whole bag up if we really want to. Like, we can fuck the whole thing up. We don't give a fuck. But we will. Facts. Because I think that's the thing they don't realize is this is existential fourth quarter. You know what I mean? And these like tokenisms and sort of, you know, little gestures to try and quell this, just they aren't actually creating the solution that we need. And I also want to shout out the WNBA because they have been so about this social justice shit since time immemorial. And a lot of the focus has been on the NBA as well, and like many of the other sports. But I think it can't be underlined enough just how dedicated the players and the actual league of the WNBA is. I'll give that to the players. I don't know how much the league structure is, but I'm damn sure know those players give a fuck. And it's really inspiring to see. And yes, I feel like trash for not like being more into the WNBA, because I'm always impressed and touched and moved by that dedication from them. The WNBA, NBA, a few Major League Baseball teams, MLS teams, Naomi Osaka, many were just like, you know what, this moment is really important, and apparently you fucking didn't hear us a few months ago. So now we got to pull the plug again and put the attention back on the issue of police violence and racism. And it's, man.
It started by the Bucks.
Yeah.
And the Milwaukee Bucks, Miles, as you were pointing out, are a team that has experienced the racism. Obviously, Jacob Blake's shooting happened in Wisconsin, and they were the team that started off the movement to, you know, strike.
Yeah. I mean, players on that team, Sterling Brown, what, there was a video of him because he was illegally parked or something. I think he was like in a handicap waiting for somebody like late at night to get something at a pharmacy. I could have been any, I'm maybe confusing every other video I see where black people just pulled out of their car and brutalized by police. But there was a video of him being pulled out of a car, using a taser on him, holding him down with their knees. You know, he wrote about that experience. A former player back in 2015, John Henson, was also like racially profiled at a jewelry store. Like, these, this franchise knows, they're like, damn, like, we got to put this city on our fucking bodies and go out there and give these people some semblance of local pride. Yet we're living in a state where they don't give a fuck about us. And so, yeah, when they decided to strike, they're like, we're asking that the legislature, the state legislature of Wisconsin, reconvene to actually do something. We're not just saying we don't want to play because of this bullshit. They're saying, please come back to make some meaningful change because this cannot keep going. So it's wild, too. And when you hear like the officials of how law enforcement talks in Wisconsin, yeah, you can only... it's alarming.
Yeah, the Kenosha County Sheriff David Beth, you know, people are unearthing this clip of him from 2018, where after a retail theft by four black teenagers, he went on this long screed about how they, some, these people, quote unquote, should be put away for good, put in a warehouse.
Listen to his words. Yeah. I mean, I just want people to listen to his words because this is a person in a position of power to run law enforcement and is
in Kenosha
at the helm of an agency that, again, is out there to brutalize people.
I think society has to come to a threshold where there's some people that aren't worth saving. We need to build warehouses to put these people into it and lock them away for the rest of their lives. Let's put them in jail. Let's stop them from truly, at least some of these males, going out and getting 10 other women pregnant and having small children. Let's put them away. At some point, we have to stop being politically correct. And I don't care what race, I don't care how old they are. Mm-hmm. If there's a threshold that they cross, these people have to be warehoused, no recreational time in the jails. We put them away. We put them away for the rest of their lives so that the rest of us can be better.
That's just, you know, that's, yeah, they want to put us in concentration camps.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
we're not human. We're not human. We're not, you know, this is, it, and these, there has to be a threshold because that's the whole game of it. You know what I mean? Is just mm-hmm. that. Let's just set up black people to be fully disenfranchised for centuries, okay? And then get them to the point where they have to act out of self-interest, and then we as oppressors can call that crossing the line, not our disenfranchisement of these people, them yeah. actually trying to survive, we will call that crossing the line. That's the only way these white supremacists can keep this like fake-ass moral high ground of like, well, these people shouldn't be out here destroying property. It's just to completely ignore the situation the country has created and acting like this shit happened just out of nowhere. It's just so disingenuous. Please, please. Yeah. I mean, like those arguments are just made to completely ignore the fact that it's not crossing. We just need to set up a threshold. Well, you know what? Y'all crossed that threshold when you brought us over here in bondage and then decided to not really do anything about it once there was slavery was ended and just find all these other ways to profit off of black bodies and black suffering. Right. That's it. But, you know.
Yeah, when you don't put in the proper supports, you can't be surprised when people, you know, when they act out, man. It's like being at a school and, you know, you're in a classroom where it's overcrowded. There's no textbooks. The teacher doesn't care. The teacher is checked out. They teach from the seat. And then all of a sudden you have three kids that are, you know, ditching class, fighting the hallways, and you expel them instead mm-hmm. of realizing that that's not the issue. You got to go to the root of the issue, which is about providing the proper support. So make sure you have, you know, more programs for all these people living in these communities, more opportunities for jobs, more after school programs, more places to release, you know, their frustration and therapy and all these different things. That's why when people say defund the police, we're not talking about totally, you know, taking away the ability for cops to do their job. We're just talking about don't overfund them. Like, they don't yeah. need militarized weapons and all these different things. You can stop people from becoming criminals by giving them the things they need to become successful adults. That's all it is, man. Yeah. And they know that, but it's about the profit that comes from, you know, privatizing prisons and all these different things like that, with those scandals like paying different judges for kids and stuff right. like that to get locked up. So it's all interconnected, man. And some cops willfully know that they're a part of the problem. Some are brainwashed and they don't even know. You know, right. there's a reason why they hire cops who aren't educated, because they don't want to deal with a brain. They want to deal with a body. Just do as I say and trust me.
Right. You know? So take this training and be reactive constantly and learn to fear this skin color. Facts. That's all. Facts. And there you go. Just a quick 2-month course. That's send it. You on your way.
Yep.
I've been reading about the Rwandan genocide lately, just because I'm trying to find historical precedents for what we're seeing, the beginning stages of what we're seeing. And there's this thing that the Hutu who committed the genocide did to the Tutsi, who are the people they basically tried to eradicate, almost succeeded in eradicating, mm-hmm. that they would give Tutsi students like access to the good universities and to the good high schools, like a small number of them, but they would only accept the ones who had the lowest scores. So they basically created a system in which they technically could succeed and then ensured they wouldn't. It's just the amount of thought and effort and design that is going into that system and our system,
yeah.
like so that it's so complicated and sounds like paranoid to say that stuff, that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing.
Yeah.
I mean, people trip about that viral clip on Twitter of like the Chinese kids, like all dribbling two basketballs and then switching to like the next one. Yeah. And they're like, right. yeah, that's the kind of shit you do if you want to get kids literate in how to play basketball. Like, if you right. start that early, I wouldn't be surprised if some just beast dribblers come out of there in yeah. 15 years, because this was a game you were playing as children. It's the same. There's a way you can be like, if you get them started early enough, or if you begin to create the chaos early enough that you yes. can see it just play out, just put it on cruise control.
Yeah, and just it'll make do part of their lives. Them. Yeah, and then after that, it just goes on like, you know, it's on auto. From that point, you know, you get the gears going and it continues itself. Or you could put that money into actually helping people if that's truly your goal, but it's not. Because yeah. if you really want to tell people, then you make sure every kid is in pre-K, you know, so they don't right. start 2 years behind when they finally get to free public school and kindergarten. You know, it's different things like that, man. So I think one thing that gives me hope, you know, the youth, I think young people get it more than not.
Mm-hmm.
Sadly enough, people just got to die. Old people just got to die. New generations right. got to come in. Yeah, that would kind of fix his history is we would kind of follow. It's us, it's and people then, yeah. currently fighting against the wave, but then also the people of the past kind of moving on with their old beliefs, and then the new people coming in and newer people coming in, you know? So time heals all.
And then we just got to fight all these young racist kids.
You that too. Know, so. Yeah. Cause
you the know, cycle continues.
Yeah. Cause social media is dope because you get a lot of truth out there, right? People, but what happens to the problem with social media is that back in the day before social media, if you had someone with like these offensive beliefs, they used to express it out loud, and then they get shunned by the group mm-hmm. and say, hey, that's wrong. They get educated and they have to educate themselves and understand to be able to be a part of the group. But now you don't have to do that no more with social media. You can find people that think just like you.
You find yeah. them
in isolated corners of the world.
Change your handle.
Yes, facts. And so you build this group. And so now your negative views are cemented because you found other ignorant motherfuckers that think like you. And now all of a sudden it's a, you know, it's an issue. Yeah. yeah.
It's funny because Arsenal, their sponsor is Rwanda. And the president is like a huge fan of the club. And they're like, the UN was like, we gave y'all $40 million in aid. And you signed a $20 million kit sponsor deal with this soccer team.
Jesus.
I'm reading We Wish to Inform You That Tomorrow We Will Be Killed With Our Families is the book I'm reading. That's like a New Yorker reporter who went into Rwanda, and that was actually a note that one person wrote to their priest to be like, hey, can you help us out? Because we've been told we're going to all be killed tomorrow.
Yeah. They use a radio station to like really organize people.
That was their social media.
Yeah, man. And like, that's kind of what Trump, we really got to get Trump out of office, bro. This is so important. I don't think America survived another 4 years, to be honest with you. It's going to look drastically different if he gets reelected. But
yeah,
I agree. Because he just has no moral compass whatsoever, you know? Like, there's no guilt. And so you can't check him. There's nothing you can do to like slow him down.
Nope.
Lizard brain.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's a figure who's like the head of propaganda in the Rwandan, the Hutu power movement, which ends up kind of committing the genocide, who they describe as, like, it sounded like they were talking about Trump, because they were like, everything you throw at him, he turns into a weapon back against you and like uses it for his own devices. And it's just, it's demoralizing.
It's exhausting, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, like, black people aren't any more or less mad or upset than it's been for ever, which is so wild to me. Throughout all of this, like when Doc Rivers was out there like crying about like, how do we love this country, yet the country will not love us back?
Yeah.
And it's true. Like, so many people have said it. I feel like, you know, like, black people have really helped embody like what the actual American dream is. Like, you fucking getting spit on and just demoralized constantly, yet there's still this like belief that it can be better and that everyone can succeed.
Yeah.
It's just...
And it's like an abusive home where like you have no other place to go. And so you trust it, and you have to trust it, and you have to love it because it's family. You know what I'm saying? And you have really great days, and then all of a sudden, boom, you're getting abused again. And it's a fucked up relationship. But, you know, there's a lot of positives to living in this country, but that does not mean we ignore the improvements that it needs to make, man, because, you know, like I said, it's our responsibility. And we, you know, as a people, we believe in it. We wouldn't be talking about it to this extent if we didn't believe in America, you know?
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to. Unfortunately, we do believe in it. Yeah.
All right. Let's take another quick break and we'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. Now, this is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. If you ever felt like you were always too much this while also never being enough that, this is the podcast for you. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more via my own personal stories, along with interviews with inspiring thought leaders from our community. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community that you need to know. So much of what makes our community so beautiful is our diversity, yet too often, those of us who don't fit into this dumb, stereotypical box of whatever it means to be Latino are left without a voice or just forgotten about. On this show, I celebrate the uniqueness of our culture and invite you to walk in your authenticity. Listen to Life as a Gringo as a part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. Well, let's check in real quick with the global pandemic. So we had touched on how the CDC basically threw science out the window to please the White House. And we were wondering, like, how did that, what was the process for getting that decision pushed through?
Yeah.
And we now know.
Dude, this sounds so fucked up. This is what Sanjay Gupta said. He was talking to Anthony Fauci. And this is what Anthony Fauci said to Sanjay Gupta. Quote, I was under general anesthesia in the operating room. Last Thursday was not part of any discussion or deliberation regarding these new testing recommendations. I'm concerned about the interpretations of these recommendations. I'm worried that it will give people the incorrect assumption that asymptomatic spread is not of great concern. In fact, it is. This man was in the OR when they decided to do this shit. But he later goes on to say he doesn't believe there was some kind of like end around BS nonsense. And sure. Right. But I would say that too if I was you had to sort of take a certain amount of hits to keep your position to try and make sure the shit doesn't completely fall apart. But yeah, like that really is, you know, to his point, his other concern is that people are going to think, oh, if you don't have symptoms, then it's all good. Like, then don't worry about it. Even if you may have been exposed, then it's all fine. So just a nice little texture to that to see how we arrived at that point.
Yeah, that's insane. And it's all about preventive measures. So I don't understand what's people's beef with that. I understand Trump's beef because he wants to get reelected. The numbers don't look good. But, man, I feel bad for Dr. Fauci. That means he probably, for like last 4 months, he couldn't take a shit until everybody left the office. Like, he just couldn't leave. He's just rolling in so many
shits. Like, stomach's always hurting. He's like,
he was like, bro, are we guys done yet? Y'all want to go home?
Fuck, he's so Trump hadn't left yet. Oh fuck. Oh fuck. 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 Oh shit. It's like he got a UTI from holding his pee in.
As soon as he nodded off, they just switched everything. Right. That's crazy, bro. Oof.
So yeah, I mean, I think at the end of the day, because then you have states like New York being like, well, we completely reject what the CDC is saying because that just doesn't make sense because we also have access to science.
Right.
And that's not what it's telling us over here.
Yeah, but you know, the same thing.
Yeah, Trump's so focused on, I think, because it's easy to be like, well, CDC guidelines. And that used to mean something, but now it's all in service of this nonsense. And, you know, here we go.
It's a nightmare, yo. And it's, yeah, that's why you have so many states on different pages, man.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, there's no leadership. I mean, when you read like the, I remember early on reading the kind of guidebook or sort of playbook for how you deal with a global pandemic. And it's like heads of state just have one very consistent, short and clear message. And then they kind of get out of the way so that doctors can come in and doctors and scientists can come in and like be the authoritative voice. And it's just, it's almost like he read that and was like, I will do the exact opposite. Right. I will do everything to undermine that because he thrives on chaos. And, you know. Well, let's talk about what people are watching on streaming right now.
Oh, give people their homework over the weekend. Yeah. Get your mind off of the putrid buffet of American reality.
Yep.
What is... what's trending? What's good?
Lucifer is number one.
Lucifer.
Was that like a show on Fox?
Yeah, they have a new
season. I think it was.
Is there a new season? Or what?
I think they must have new episodes or something. Okay. And the trailer is just him getting out of the pool with
no shirt on, probably.
No shirt on.
Yeah, okay.
Just real deep eye contact with the viewer
as he
does so. And then taking a big swig of some dark liquor because he's a bad man, just letting you know.
Yeah, there's no way Satan is in shape. There's no, you know what I'm saying? You need AC to work out, you know? That doesn't matter.
Or just so shredded up because it's like, man, I just sweat it all out.
Yeah, right. That's a good point. That's true.
You ever done a hell workout? You only got to do like three things before you fucking die.
Like Skip Bayless. That's what I imagine. just a body like Skip Bayless, you know?
Yeah. Have you seen Skip Bayless? He's shredded, dude.
Oh, yeah. Skip and Shannon some workout. Workout-aholics. Yeah, yeah.
Hoops is trending. This new animated show from that guy who had a show on Comedy Central for a while, like Ben something.
Yeah, isn't it? Yeah.
Who? It's like a failed high school football or basketball coach.
Ben Hoffman?
Has a foul. Yeah, Ben Hoffman. You remember him?
No.
He had that show that was like Project Ben. I think it had Ben in the title.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Anyways, I don't know what to think about that yet. I'm going to let some people whose taste I trust watch it, and then I will decide if I'm going to watch that.
Yeah.
Umbrella Academy has
still
been still up there. Project Power is breaking records. Only... five other projects have spent eight consecutive days at number one.
Yeah, did you guys like the movie?
I haven't seen it yet. Jack watched it last week.
I thought it was
not
cool.
A fan.
Yeah, I love the concept. It was like Limitless,
yeah, me too.
But they remixed it a little bit. But yes. I thought the girl was great. I forgot her. What's her name? The girl that starred in it. She was amazing. I don't know.
Dominique
I feel like
Fishback.
It fell flat a little bit.
Fishback, yeah.
Yeah, Dominique Fishback.
I liked Jamie Foxx a lot.
Jamie's always dope.
Yeah, he was really dope. Kissing Booth 2. Oh, no, that's not on the trend. That's just one of the other ones that's been
that's
number
Netflix
one for a long time.
Recommending that for me.
That's just them knowing that I loved Kissing Booth 1. So, Million Dollar Beach House. I don't know what that is.
It's probably like a property show. Shit, you know.
Property Brothers.
Just being like, hey, you want to create solidarity with millionaires with this aspirational TV show.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's like, oh, that would be cool, honey, wouldn't it? That's why we should vote against capital gains taxes. Like, what? This one at number seven, 1BR. What is that, one bedroom?
Yeah. Yes, I believe so.
Mm. I like the description.
It's a horror.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's
me too.
Oh.
Seeking her independence, a young woman moves to Los Angeles and settles into a cozy apartment complex with a disturbing sense of community. So she must have moved in like you're a bunch of like UCB people or something.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That's right. That's what it's about.
Woman
The Legend of Korra, which is in the, I think, a follow-up to The Last Airbender, takes place in the same universe. Mm-hmm. I started in on The Last Airbender. It's dope, but I'm not going to have time to complete the series by the time we record. Drunk Parents, Miles, hanging.
How the fuck?
At number nine.
That shit is trash. I don't know how people are whatever. I guess it's really it's like the opposite of anything that would get you for a moment to think about anything about your life. Like, it's so fucking chaotic and bad that you just be like, man, I'm not going to think about watching this helps me forget about damn near everything. Yeah. But if you're like, if you like comedy, like, you just get so incensed at how bad some of the plot is. But
I think there's a lot of parents who are becoming drunk parents during quarantine. They're like,
yeah, that's real. If you want to be a good virtual school learner, you know, because you got to teach your own kids now.
Right.
So you need some Hennessy. I'm so bad at it, man. I'm so bad at it. You need
some Hennessy to do that, man.
Yeah, right.
You don't realize parents don't really hang out with their kids that much. Just, you know, teachers really kick it with the kids. They get them ready. That's 1 hour in the morning. They come after school. They have daycare till what, 6:30, 7? Come home, give them dinner, make them go to bed by 9. That's 3 hours a day. That's nothing. Yeah. That's nothing.
I hadn't met my 2-year-old until quarantine. The pandemic started. Yeah.
You're saying got doubts, though, that it's your son? Shit.
Yeah.
Now that you met him?
Yeah.
Nah, I don't know. Look at his little calves. I don't know. Look at
his little calves.
Little calves.
Look at that nose. That's not my nose.
No thighs. Yeah.
You got a negative thigh.
And then some honorable mentions. The Lost Husband is apparently the most popular movie of August for some reason. That's been in the top 10 on and off. I think that's what I'm going to watch. That's that Josh Duhamel.
Based on a book thing, right?
Yeah, based on a like romance novel.
Yeah, yep.
I think I'm going to check that out.
I think I'm going to watch the horror film based on somebody who thinks moving to LA is a good idea.
That sounds legit.
Like, already, you've made a mistake.
Imagine
being a horror fan.
Me? Yeah, I like horror.
I hate horror.
You hate horror movies?
Fuck, I don't fuck. I'm too jumpy as it is. So half time I'm like, oh, fuck, God. I'm like, ugh, I don't want to watch this shit. Like, I can't, like, I don't know. The other thing, too, is, like, especially as shit, I like deep, like, fucked up psychological thrillers. I love that one. It's just, like, some shit that's relying on a bunch of jump scares. I'm like, I don't like that experience. But I like something that will fuck with my head. And I don't care if it's morbid, but I don't necessarily gravitate towards it all the time. Life's scary enough.
Yeah, my problem with horror is the opposite. I don't like them sometimes because it's not scary enough.
Oh, you know? Shit.
Because I can't get into kids being scary. I don't care what you do to them, how much makeup,
even
how
if they're
long
like,
they, yeah, how like, long the hair is. I'm just like, bro, this is 6 years old.
They're like, I will fold your little ass
up.
You
know what I'm saying? Like, bro. I can't get with that. But I like horror films that could happen low-key in real life. It would be really fucked up if it did, but kind of like Saw, the Saw series. I just love that. That was great.
Oh, Orphan. Just enough to...
just be like, yo, this could really fucking... I got to watch Barbie walking.
Yeah, you know? You're like, I'm not going to that hostel.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck out of here. I saw Turistas. I'm not going to Brazil.
Right.
Wait, was Turistas different than Hostel?
Yeah, man.
The movie Hostel?
They were just... That was like a whole wave.
Yeah. That was funny.
Did you see the bear? The
I think
bear
I
movie?
Watched all those.
The one they got attacked by a bear and the... It's like a couple. It's like a scripted film, but it's based on a true story. It's kind of like a horror film. And they're just camping. They go on like this romantic camping trip and they get attacked by a bear. It's incredible. Oh, I got to remember the movie. It's on Netflix, though. It's really, really good.
What? Damn.
It's something true.
Backcountry.
Yes. Watch that movie, Miles. I promise you, bro.
Oh, no. Is this
it's a thriller. Yeah, I would count it as a horror film because they're like, it fucks with you. But it's dope.
And this is the description from Wikipedia. It's a 2014 Canadian nature survival horror film.
Yeah, bro. It's graphic.
You know,
dog.
Canadians know about
it's
nature survival too. It's and dope. Horror.
Okay. I'm going to put that on my list. But yeah, for now, I will watch 1BR or 1 bedroom or whatever the fuck. Yeah. Another very confusing title where I'm not sure how to say it out loud.
They're going to go with studio apartment, but then they landed on one.
Right.
I'm going to watch The Lost Husband.
You know what's funny? Josh Duhamel was in Turistas.
Yeah, that's right.
2006. Coming full circle, baby.
Well, Chinadu, it's been a pleasure having you on the show. Where can people find you and follow you?
On Twitter, you can find me at Chinadu Comedy. So that's Chin, E-D-U Comedy. And then Instagram, Chinadu Unaka, C-H-I-N-E-D-U. Last name, U-N-A-K-A. Yep.
All right. Cool, and cool. Is there a tweet or some other work of social media you've been enjoying?
Yeah, it's just a random tweet I saw the other day from my buddy. Let me see what it says. Yodoye. Y'all know Yodoye?
Yeah, Yodoye was on like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. It's my dog. Yeah. He had a tweet that said, why the fuck they make the cars go 100 miles per hour plus if you're not supposed to do that? And I don't know, that tweet just kind of stuck with me for a week. You know, I was like, yeah, that's true. Like,
I read that one too. I did that one. I thought about that as well. Logically, why?
It goes to 200, you know, 200 miles per hour, some of these cars. It's like, why?
Mm. But then they'll have like the governance chip on there. So the speedometer will say it goes there, but the regulator will keep you from going that speed.
Oh, gotcha.
And then I know some cars, I just remember on what's that fucking car show? Anyway, there's certain cars it knows if you're on a track, the chip will deactivate because they're like, okay, you can be as reckless as you want on this private track. And who knows what happens to you at that point, but
yeah. So yeah, that's legit.
Miles, where can people find you and follow you? What's a tweet you've been enjoying?
Oh, man, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Miles of Gray. Also, my other podcast, 420 Day Fiancé. You know, it's getting high and watching 90 Day Fiancé because that's pretty much the only other thing to do. And let's see, some tweets that I like. First one is from Reductress, at Reductress. Stressed? Here are 7 meditation apps that aren't as effective as having money. So I was like, ooh, boy. Another one is from at Sankofa Brown, tweeting, striking and rioting are two tactics that the ruling class can't afford to have masses of people see as legitimate pathways to social change. And that's a straight up fact. And please remind yourself of that constantly when you watch the coverage and see what, you know, the changes we're going for. And then one more is from at Joy Engel. She like sort of quote tweeted a thing about Jared Kushner. It was like a thing about saying how he was going to talk to LeBron James. And he said, what I'd love to see from the players in the NBA, again, they have the luxury of taking a night off from work. Most Americans don't. And then she just tweeted, friendly reminder that I once went on a date with Kushner, and it was the era when people making guac at the table was novel. And I thanked the server, and he said, they don't like it when you talk to them. And I was like, yeah, that
sounds like something.
I don't even know if it's real or not, but yeah.
No, that's real, bro. That's
I believe that sounds real.
Like it fits his face, you know?
Yeah.
If you're making it up, he would have told you not to talk to them or said, like, I don't like it when you address the help. But that is like so specific.
Exactly.
He's
bro.
Saying they don't like it when you talk
to
them.
In that order. Like, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
you're so like, are you an empath? Did you sense that? Because you felt this working person's likes and okay, thank you, Jared.
Oh, tell me more.
Yes, please go on.
Oh man,
love a dude who inherited $500 million to telling people about how hard day's work.
Tableside, like tableside guacamole was them going to fucking like uranium mine or some shit.
Right.
It's a Black Mirror episode, bro.
Right.
We're living in.
A couple tweets I've been enjoying. Brody Gupta tweeted, horses bigger in person, actors smaller in person. Next question. And I find that to be accurate. Jimmy at Lies LMAO tweeted, how do lawyers not cry when arguing?
that's real.
That's me. 13-year-old
me.
You can find me on Twitter at Jack_O'Brien. You can find us on Twitter at Daily Zeitgeist. We're at The Daily Zeitgeist on Instagram. We have a Facebook fan page and a website, dailyzeitgeist.com. We post our episodes and our footnotes where we link off to the information that we talked about in today's episode as well as the song we ride out on. Miles, what are we riding out on?
Just right into the weekend with this artist, Saib. And just a beat maker, but this again called Night Flight. It has such great textures to it, like in good live instruments being sampled. Just a wonderful texture to just relax to on a Friday. Start taking care of yourself. Really pour some energy into yourself, because a lot of times we're pouring too much energy into our phones and into our conversations and our texts. Take a second, and I know this sounds... put your energy and your attention back onto yourself, like in a good way. Like even put your hand on your heart, take a couple breaths. That even feels soothing. Think of a parent or a family member's love. Just give yourself fucking like 20 seconds of that. please, I really want to really put that out on people, because I realize how little time I actually put into myself, and there are things I believe I'm doing for myself when really I'm either distracting myself from my feelings, or, you know, just sit with it, you know, and heal yourself. So I want to say that, put some nice tunes on, smoke a blunt, do whatever you do, eat a pizza, whatever you got to do, just enjoy yourself. Yep. Yourself okay. Because it's a long fucking road, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, yeah. The Daily Zeitgeist is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. That is going to do it for this morning. We'll be back this afternoon to tell you what's trending, and we'll talk to y'all then. Bye.
Bye.
Something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.